Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
On the line, we have the CEO of Chai FM, Kathy Kehler. Wow, Kathy, it's been a long time. How awesome to have you back.
Can't believe that I'm talking to you, Simon.
Neither can I. See, I'm laughing and we haven't even begun. That's what you do. You see, that's what I've missed. I've missed the laughter because you have a way of making us laugh. Kathy, you have been busier than busy than busy. And so many people have asked, where is Kathy? Where's she gone? And I thought, enough of trying to explain it. Let's get you on and talk to us. What have you been up to for the past?
I've been doing manicures and pedicures.
Okay, and after all that, now that your nails look very nice and your toenails are painted and all those things, what else have you been doing to keep a radio station going during what must be the most trying times imaginable?
So fortunately, in terms of trying times, from a technical point of view, we have the dream team, DJ Flo, Craig Guthrie, Vusi Masinga, Tabo Mlangeni, Tabo, hello, sweetheart. Just really the dream team. Number one thing is protecting them. And so, it's finding ways to mitigate the spread of disease and to make sure that our people stay safe. That's the first thing. And that was the whole team. And, when I announced that we were going to stop guests coming into studio and that we were going to start converting everybody to 51 home studios back in May.
Wow.
That was the whole reason behind it, because I have to protect our people, because without our people, we don't have a station. So that was the beginning. Since then, I've been talking to advertisers, finding out from advertisers, are you in business? Are you trading? How are you innovating? Having back and forward conversations. I'm a very good sounding board and I'm also a very good ideas person. And, where they're online, where they're able to do business, we are helping them. That's why there've been so many live reads.
And what have you found, Kathy? Have you found an overwhelming sort of sense of doom and gloom, or is there sort of roots, grassroots of optimism? What have you found?
So I found an enormous amount of innovation. Businesses that were reluctant to move in a specific direction have now moved in that specific direction. If it entails doing online trading, doing, e-commerce and where you can now buy online and they do deliveries. They never did that before. And now they're doing good business. I've spoken to other businesses we've probably got about 130 advertisers. Out of all the advertisers, there are only two that are unable to actually operate at all at this time, which is actually quite incredible. So, any way that we can help, we can help. We're in a very, very fortunate position, thank God. And, when you do find yourself in a fortunate position, it is incumbent on us to take responsibility and help people who are not in such a fortunate position. And that's really where we're at with the station. One of the things that's been quite interesting is that if you phone the Chai FM office, it actually comes through to my telephone, because we closed our office and we sent our receptionist home. And just connecting with listeners has been the most incredible, incredible experience. One, I found out, as a CEO, I generally don't often get to answer the phone calls. So yeah, to see what people are phoning about, everybody who phones, the minute they hear that it's me, the first thing they say is, thank you so much for this incredible radio station. And my response is, the thanks doesn't go to me. The thanks goes to my team. It goes to the Simon Ansties and to the Howard Feldmans and to the Sue Jacksons and to the Barry Shubes and to everybody who's part of this radio station.
Did you consider closing at any time? I mean, given the incredible obstacles that were faced, technology and otherwise, did you not think, wow, we'll just, surface in 3 months' time?
Never. Never. You've got to be there. You've got to be available when you are needed. And we have never been more needed as a radio station than now. We've reported on wars in Israel, but ultimately we are living in South Africa. And South Africa has its own realities and South Africa has its own challenges. And, we were behind the curve when it came to the COVID-19 outbreak. So it was never consideration of actually closing.
I wanted to go to the SMS line for a minute. Clive swayed in. He says, welcome back. We missed you. So there you go.
Thanks, Clive.
And look who else is listening. Howard Feldman is listening because he's written the following. Awesome. Wow. Exclamation mark. Butt shivering and shaking. Question mark. Have you checked your temperature? So there you go. And Austin, who I have not heard of for a long time, it's funny, you know, you back in 1 minute, you get him going again. Yeah, and winner of the golden buzzer goes to drumroll. So good to have you back. My goodness, they are there. They're just not talking to me. They're missing you. You see, they're missing you.
Yeah, I've had to bribe my dog to keep her quiet. But I want to tell you about some other things that I've been doing. So. Yes. I can actually safely make this announcement that earlier on today I signed a deal with the BBC between High FM and the BBC. We now have a partnership and, it's in terms of sourcing, you know, their global reports, their global COVID reports. And, that's a big thing to go into partnership with the BBC. So that is a big thing and you're hearing it first right here, right now. Nobody else knows about it.
Well, that is awesome. Absolutely isn't that awesome. What a tribute to you, to us, to everybody. Just, I've got to read these as they come in. Gary Goldberg, Kola Kavod, Kathy and the team. Karen, great to hear you. Missed you big time. So this line is kind of waking up. They want you back, Kathy. They want you back. That is for sure. Anything else before I start taking on a bit of a personal journey? Cause that's where I want to go next.
So one of the things that, I've been doing is, so we've put together this deal for advertisers. It's 2,000 rand a month. It's an annual contract. So it's for 12 months, but they only pay for 9. And the first payment is in September, but the campaign actually starts on the 1st of July. So, you know, you're already on air for 3 months before you need to make your first payment. And that's just another way that we're trying to help small businesses, because when you support small business, you actually grow the community. And that's a very, very important thing that we do. Yeah. So that was a deal that that we actually released last week. We've got a new show, Professor Barry Shube. He's got a show that's sponsored by the
Yes, I'm not so sure I was so happy about that. I thought you'd taken that far away from me. Don't remember the consultation there, but hey, yeah, no, go for it.
Okay,
all good.
Thanks, Carl. Anyway, so that's been interesting, and the Housing Department of Health has they've come along and they've said that they want to sponsor that show, so that's amazing. Something else is that, you know, sometimes information comes to you and you can't, you know, now my dog decides that she's going to play with her puzzle ball.
I was going to say, stop cooking while you're talking
to
us.
I'm mortified.
Kathy, tip for the next time, lock her in the bathroom. That is definitely
what
you're
going to.
No, you see, there's something the matter with you. This is not normal. This is just not normal behavior. But okay, never mind.
Okay, so
Maya, obviously, we know who rules that roost.
No, be clear. She absolutely rules the roost. I'm just waiting for her to bring the ball within reach, and then I will get it. Anyhow, last week I got an email from a gentleman by the name of Mbali. Mbali is studying education at Fort Hare University. And he said that the students at Fort Hare have not been able to attend lectures. They have been promised by the government these laptops, which will only arrive in August, which means that they have lost the first semester, second, third, and then they're going straight into exams. So I thought, you know, one of the things that happened with lockdown is that campus radio stations closed. I think that there's only one or two that are actually open, and those are campus stations that have got a wider appeal. So I'm trying to get one university, just one university.
Sorry, it's the dog. I'm trying not to laugh. Yeah, no, this is serious. We must both kill it together, yeah?
I'm trying to get one university to convert their regular programming into lectures. You could do 24 hours a day, each lecturer could do one lecture of their subject. And everybody's got a radio, so all of a sudden you don't need data, you don't need a laptop, but you can access the lectures. I mean, how simple is it? It's also giving a way for the government to communicate, the Department of Higher Education, the Department of Health, to communicate with young people who right now don't even believe that COVID-19 exists. And they're having parties. And it is terrifying because they're spreading it. So that's my project for this week.
Okay. Listen, we've got two minutes left. So we've got to motor on quite quickly here. More on the SMS line. Karen says, bring Maya with you. Gary says, come back, Kath. All is forgiven. Benjamin DeVette says, hi there, dear Kathy. So good to hear your voice. You and the station are so very much needed in these times. Stay safe and healthy. That's from Benjamin. Colin wants to know, what kind of a dog is Maya? But in the 2 minutes that are left, I just want you to address the fact that I think all your social media posts have indicated that you've taken this really very beautiful, meaningful, spiritual approach to the times that we are going through right now. And I thought just maybe you could talk to that, your personal reaction to what we've been through in the past few months.
So, you know, everybody talks about it being unprecedented. It's not unprecedented. Just before Pesach, when were we told about the lockdown? When did lockdown start? It was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Nisan is the month of Pesach. And we know that what happens on Rosh Chodesh sets the theme for the whole month. You want to know what's happening in the world? Look to the Torah, Simon. And that's what happened. We went into lockdown. And I thought, is this unprecedented? It's not unprecedented. Before the Jews left Egypt, they were told, go into your houses, stay in your houses, don't even look out the windows. It's not unprecedented. So that's the first thing. Second thing, I had my Pesach Seder on my own. As you know, I'm not married. Both my kids are grown up. They live overseas. And I sat at the Pesach at my Pesach Seder, just myself. Maya wanted to join, but obviously it's not for her. And as I was reading through the beautiful words of the Seder, the Pesach Seder, and how God freed us from the slavery of Egypt, I realized that is where I was right now, that God had freed me from my own slavery. And, you know, it's okay to slow down. It's okay to live in the moment. You don't have to be worrying about what's happening in 5 minutes' time, 10 minutes' time. And even the challenges shouldn't nullify the blessings.
Kathy, my fear is that we come out of this unchanged without our values having been challenged, that everything remains the same. What is your take on that?
First thing that I noticed is how little money I was spending, you know, and it started me thinking, and I thought, you know, the cost of living is not expensive. It's cheap. It's the cost of lifestyle that's expensive. I don't think that I'm unique in that. I think a lot of people have thought that and found that to be the truth. Yeah, you know, there's also some of these other things that, you know, everybody was talking about making time for the things that are important and prioritizing. And, you know, there's a whole analogy of putting stones in a bottle. And if you put the big stones in first, then you'll be able to fill up everything with the smaller stones at the top. You know, the big stones representing your priorities and everything else fits around that. Well, I'll tell you something that my kids and I do, is that I've learned to cook. With my children.
Really? Wow. Okay.
My daughter was on, you know, we do WhatsApp calls, the three of us. And
Zoom cookery Kayla lessons. That's awesome.
It's not even, and, you know, and we make risotto. She makes risotto in her kitchen in Israel, and I make risotto here, and we make it together. And
amazing.
Before that, it just wasn't the time to do that. And so there are opportunities if you find them. I mean, you've got to look for them and you've got to create.
Okay, so now this isn't coming from a needy place, but humor me. So how much have you missed all of us?
A lot. I miss you a lot. I miss everybody. I miss my people, Simon. I mean, that's the truth of it.
No, I totally get it. And they're missing you. Garen Cohen weighing in saying, hi, Kathy and Simon. Nice to hear your voice, Kath. Colin says, call a dog whisperer. There's a good bit of constructive advice for you. And Karen saying, learning to live much simpler. We don't need so much. And that's absolutely right. And hopefully that's what we all take out of it. So Kathy, we are out of time because I've still got a whole program that I needed to get through. I should have known this would have taken a hell of a lot longer. What I want to tell you, and I really, really mean it, is how incredibly proud I am of you to be associated with you, how much I've missed you on this program. You bring out the better me. You're missed. You're missed incredibly. And, I don't know. I don't know when we get it back to normal. When? Stage one, whenever that may be.
Not even stage one. It's when when South Africa's infection rate starts coming down and it's consistent. Then we can look at at opening up. You know, even that, or when they've got a vaccine and we've all been vaccinated. That's, that's where we're at, unfortunately.
That's where we're at. Okay, so last word to you before we carry on.
Okay, so I just want to, you know, talking about priorities, I was speaking to Dr. Dean Gerson, who is a Mohel, and in level 5 lockdown, I asked him, so how is it that Brit Milah, the circumcision, the ritual circumcision is taking place during lockdown? He said it's the most incredible thing. It's just him and the parents and the baby. And it started me thinking about what an incredibly sanctified space that is, because all of a sudden you're not worrying about the caterer. You're not worrying about who came and who didn't, who brought what, the auntie absolutely. Who has to be. Yep. All of a sudden it is about the clarity of the parents and the baby and that covenant with God. And we can take that opportunity right now. It's right here. All we have to do is just grasp it with our two hands. But I want to find out how you're doing, so maybe we can do this again.